Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Oh, my goodness. You know, be strong and be courageous. Realize, you know, that this life, I'm looking at this morning, and I'm realizing as I'm looking at the length of life that Adam had, you know, the first Adam, he lived 930 years, you know?
Wow.
Can you imagine? 900?
No.
900. Happy birthday to you. Call the fire department. Happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
You imagine the candles on that puppy. And, you know, he lived 930 years. I mean, think about it, 930 years. You know, that's like 930 winters, 930 summers. Think about it. 930 everything, right? And then Seth, his son, lived 912 years.
Wow.
You think that's 1,842 years. That's 1,842 years between a father and a son. And it's only been 2,012 years since our Lord's ministry here on the earth. I mean, outside of 170 years, these two men lived as long as it's been since Jesus was ministry was here on earth. Isn't that something? You know, the nerve of us to even think, oh, my goodness, it's like, dude, you know, come on. I mean, you think about it. I mean, that's 92% of the time, if you take all the days between now and the time that Jesus' ministry was here on earth, they lived 92% of those days in their life, in their lifespan. 92%. You know what I'm saying? We didn't expect you to draw Social Security this long.
He draw multiple Social Securities.
Can you imagine, man? You're double dipping. No, you're triple dipping. You're triple dipping. You know, and when you think about it, you know, James lets us know that he says in James 4:14, he says, what is your life? You know, what is your life? He says, it's just like a vapor. It's like a mist that appears for a while and it just poof. You know, it vanishes. I mean, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Or in Peter, when he writes, he says, do not forget this one thing, dear brothers. And he's like, don't forget this. He says, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day.
Wow.
So Adam's life was like a day. And we are promised now, I mean, after the flood, I mean, we can max out. If we take our tachometer and we press the accelerator of our life and we eat Wheaties or something, you know, and we want to live to the very max, I mean, according to after the flood, it's 120 years. But God promises us 70 years.
Right.
And 80 years of strong, right? That's what he says in his word.
That's right.
He promises that. I mean, that's the mercies of God, is it not?
Yes.
I mean, look at the trouble we get in this 80 years.
First 300 years were good, right. But the last 300 was something else, man.
Lord, you should have took me out at my 400th birthday. And so you think about that, you know, our life being 70 or 80 years. So in other words, if you're beyond 70, and a lot of people are because we're so blessed, that is within the promises of God. But when you exceed 80 years old, I mean, you're living in this awesome, blessed state because God only promised us 70 or 80.
Yeah.
And because of sin, he cut us off at 120 because he had to destroy everybody, you know, except Noah and all. And so then you think about that, then that means that our life compared to Adam's life is only 7 to 8%. That's how long our life is compared to Adam's life.
Wow.
Think about it. We only live like 7 to 8% in that 70 to 80 years. Isn't that something? And we have the nerve. I'm like, can you imagine? You know, Adam's going like, oh, get my auger. No, obviously, I mean, it was the beginning of the fall of man. I mean, he did live in the fall of man. He had a little few things to do with it.
He had a little issue.
A few little issues, but, you know, and if he wouldn't have eaten the apple, John would have. No, we all would have, right? We all would have. We've proven that out, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Applesauce. Applesauce. And then, so, and then he goes on to say right after that, talking about time, he says in 2 Peter 3:9, he says, understand time. Get it right. Mm. Get the right perspective. And you know, it helps you to understand God's response to us in our life. It's important because, you know, we're like, we're thinking, you know, God, why didn't haven't you done this yet? Or why have you done this too soon? and he says in 2 Peter 3:9, he says, the Lord is not slow to keep his promises. He's not slow. I mean, we're only living 7 to 8% of Adam's life. We shouldn't even use the word slow.
Right.
It's a vapor. We just got to crank it up and get it all in the short vapor that we have.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you think about it, how many times you could start again with Adam's life, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, right. Man, we got moments, you know. We have moments to determine what we'll be able to lay before the Lord's feet in eternity. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is not slow, he says, to keep his promises as some understand slowness.
Mm-hmm.
He is patient. Think about that. Is he not patient?
Oh, yeah. Very.
Do you want us to give you a moment, Pat?
Any reflection? Soaking it in. Right now?
I mean, look how long he gave the Saints to win something. But they won big time. Right. I think the bags are like in the seats now. Reach under your chairs and see what you get the surprise. It's a bag.
It's worth the wait.
No, they're going to do it again. He is patient with us. He's a patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Now, this is so important when you think about perspective, that realize that despite how bad somebody's is right now, and even what they're saying and what they're doing, God loves them, you know? And so we have to understand in the context of us encouraging them and sharing with them the love of God and the desire of God to forgive them and bring them into relationship with him so they wouldn't die in their sins and be eternally separated from him. We have to be careful how we deliver that, because we're moving outside the will of God, you know, and we're not speaking for him. When we're sitting here saying, you know, God's wanting to destroy you and you to die in your sins, that's not what he wants. And we think, you know, how long is this bad dude going to keep going for this long? And God's saying, you know, I'm going to give him some more time. I'm going to give him some more time. You know, he's not slow as we would perceive slowness. He's actually, what he's saying, what Peter's saying is he's just saying, I'm being patient with him. I'm just being patient. Patient means, you know, I mean, you know, the epitome of patience is probably John Paul Ramos. But when you think about, Teresa, I'll get back with you in a minute. She just texted me. patience is enduring hardship and, you know, things getting in your way and difficulty without complaining.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? That this is actually a God calling. Because sometimes we just feel like it's our obligation. Isn't somebody going to complain about this? You're getting in my way of my plans, you know, versus just going, oh, cool. Obviously, somebody here is a sinner and God's giving you time to repent. So I'm not going to say nothing.
All right.
Even though you destroyed my plans. No. And so it's important to be patient and long-suffering with those who have yet turned to God. It's just important to be that way. It's important to look somebody, you know. And so this is one of Pat's favorite quotes from Rick Joyner, is until you're willing to be humiliated for the sake of those who are humiliating you. You know what I'm saying? That's the place we got to get to, because you know, Jesus was willing to be humiliated for the sake of those who are humiliating him. Right. When they were nailing him to the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, of course, he's Jesus. So we get a little confused sometimes. I know there has to be some contemplation in this, some premeditated in this, you know, in this thing. And that when we're being persecuted and when people are, you know, telling the truth or the forgiven truth about us or the lie about us, you know, that we can be patient in that and long-suffering and realize, you know, this is our time to be Stephen when we're being stoned. This is our time.
Right.
And we just say, you know, Father, boom, 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 boom. Because we're getting stoned, right? Forgive them. Mm. Hold not this sin against them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like John. I mean, this is just, isn't it amazing?
That's so John.
You know, we want you to interview his family as they get to experience all this patience and long suffering.
Everything I learned from Pat.
I would say God's still working on us in this. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want us to pray for patience for you, John?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Patience comes through his trials,
yeah,
right?
I did that once.
Yeah, right. You remember that?
Operative word was once, right?
Yeah, once, yes. Right, right. I'm okay with the pace I'm moving at.
Mm-hmm.
But the perspective of things and understanding that if we grasp, it's for an audience of one.
Right.
You know, it wasn't for an audience of two with Adam and Eve. Obviously, they found out. Hmm. When the audience that was their audience at the time was God, and next thing you know, they were actually entertaining themselves in the context of Satan, Eve, and Adam,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't even thinking about God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were talking about him, but they weren't thinking about that they were living for an audience of one until he started strolling in the garden the next day, and they realized, oh my goodness, he's our audience. His eyes are on us. He's right. Coming, you know, and they start hiding behind, you know. I mean, the first bushes, you know, the first shrubbery, the first, you know, vegetation that was created on the face of this earth was used to hide behind.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you get the right perspective in this, that you don't have to hide anymore. They were hiding because they lived their life not realizing that it was for God they should have been living, not for man. Because
mm-hmm.
all their horizontal arguments made no vertical sense.
Right.
You know, so when mm-hmm. God shows up, it's like, oh my goodness. You know. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Exactly, you know. And it's like, I mean, you know, Adam looks at Eve, he's like, you ain't got no clothes on. And she says, don't look at me. On. Don't look at me. And all of a sudden, they felt so ashamed. Because they were living their life, you know, for that moment and for themselves, but they realized it was for God when God showed up.
That's right.
And when we live it for God, we don't run and hide from God. We run to God, mm-hmm. and we're glad to see him, and we understand the cross and all. But understanding the perspective of time that, you know, we just have a vapor to be able to live our life for God.
That's right.
It's a very short, I mean, it's amazing how short it gets,
mm-hmm.
you know, as time passes, it's just like you got to grab it and force it to be in compliance with fruitfulness and destiny, and it's like everything pulls at you to say no, go to sleep, you know, be induced by this world and just go into a slumber, and you know, the right. God of entertainment, or just, you know, just staring at all, you know,
yeah, right.
you know, reading a book that instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to spend eternity with God. Although my life is only 7 to 8% of what Adam's life is, I will spend eternity with Adam, with God forever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to remember what I did with this vapor. Now Adam had 1,000 almost.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and he's going to look at us and just go, you know, you I mean, you had 7%. You had 7%. Could you not last that long? Could you not tarry for 7% of my life?
Right.
Could you not tarry? I mean, look at all the stuff you did at 7 and 8%. You could have just got up, been born. You could have walked easily before God, done things that was right, trusted in God. You've had the grace of God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You could have done this thing.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's going to be embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
And then that's Pat, and we'll be behind him in the line.
We told him. He was listening to VFN radio. He was there.
Yeah, we told him, yeah. You know, so John and I were just like, we hope we could stand in line behind Pat. We're going to hear God. It was your fault. It was your fault.
Yes, you're right.
You're right. Well, praise God. We'll be right back at 3.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.